Some Harare street traders woke up this morning to find their bales of clothes stored at the footbridge near the council headquarters set on fire and were quick to accuse municipal police of touching their wares. One of the affected vendors, Gibson Gandawa, told Studio 7 that all the clothes he had ordered for resale were destroyed.
This is inhuman. They have no heart at all. They don't even care about human rights. They do not care about people. People have got their money tied up in their stocks there, and they are killing people. People are fending for survival. This is money. This is all they have. Where do you expect us to do anything? There are no jobs. Council took people's money, and there's nothing they are doing. They should have given us our money. People have been paying money for them to sell here.
Another affected street vendor, God knows Mataruse, said it would be difficult for him and others to repay the money that they borrowed in order to start their vending businesses. Acting Harare Town Clerk Josephine Ngwe denied that municipal police were responsible for setting the goods on fire.
We have no reason to do that, and we didn't do it at all. What our officers have on record is that there are guards actually who are employed by the vendors, and those guards are employed to guard the goods overnight, and they are there 24 hours a day. And during the night, it is those guards, from the information that we have, who lit a fire because of the low temperatures at night.
Police spokesperson, Senior Assistant Commissioner Cherith Charamba, confirmed receiving a report on the incident, adding that police are carrying out their investigations. At the same time, Charamba said most of the vendors who were arrested yesterday were fined for allegedly conducting themselves in a manner that was likely to breach peace, while only three of them remained behind bars after they were charged with assault. She said they allegedly attacked municipal police who were evicting them from illegal vending sites along Speak Avenue. As council intensifies its crackdown on street traders, the MDC, led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, is urging the vendors to stay put, arguing that the government must put the economy back on the rails first before evicting them.
We are doing everything within our power, our lawful power, to protect the vendors. This is why we have come out very clearly to say that vendors should stay put, and you realize that the vendors, obviously in conjunction with our youth, are doing everything that they can to make sure that they are not removed from the streets.
Movement for Democratic Change councillors once attempted to remove the vendors from the streets, but the move was blocked by First Lady Grace Mugabe, who urged the street traders to occupy the streets. Local Government Minister Xavier Kasukwere has told Harare City Council officials to ensure that street traders are relocated to designated vending points or risk losing their jobs. Some of the illegal vendors whose market stalls were destroyed by municipal police over the last 3 days are returning to their previous vending points to sell their wares, while the council insists that they all have to leave. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.